executive director of the Museum of the American Military Family in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and this is our podcast, Schooling with Uncle Sam. I'm speaking to Master Sergeant Maurice Robinson, and he's the readiness NCO at Kirtland Air Force Base, New Mexico. Hello.
Hello.
So tell me, what does a readiness NCO do?
Well, the readiness NCO works at the Airmen and Family Readiness Center on Air Force basis, and basically what they do is we take care of our military personnel and their families who are deploying or redeploying, coming back from a deployment. We basically take care of their readiness and their sustainment.
So is this a unique Air Force program, or do all branches have someone similar like you?
All branches of the service have someone similar as the job that I perform.
So you said you grew up in a military family, and so does your background help you now working with family readiness and the families, especially the ones that are deployed?
Oh, absolutely. It helps me work with them and work with their children, and I can identify on every level of the family. So when the spouse is deployed, I've been there deployed 4 times, mm-hmm. you know, and coming from a background of being a military dependent, same thing. So I know what the kids are going through. My wife, she also, every other year, she deploys in her position. So I get it from every angle. So.
So your wife's active duty as well?
No, she works for the she works for the government.
Okay. So you grew up in a Navy family.
Correct.
So tell me about your family: mom, dad, sisters, brothers.
Yeah. My mother was Navy. Mm-hmm. My father was Army. Mm-hmm. And I come from a long line in my family. My grandfather was Army. I've got uncles who were Marines. So I'm the first Air Force, though. So, you know, they always give me a hard time about that.
So tell me about your mom. So she was Navy.
Correct. My mother was an air technician in the Navy, and she worked in the avionics electronics department. So basically she worked on the electronics that go on the P-3 aircraft.
So... was she, did she want to do that when she was in high school? Did she think, wow, I'm good in electronics, I'd like to do that? Or did she just fall into this? Or how did she join the Navy?
I think she just kind of, something she fell into. I mean, when she became a single parent, you know, mm-hmm. We were from Louisiana. So, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of, in the area that we lived in, very small town. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was an outlet of something for her to be able to get out of the small town we lived in and go see abroad. So she joined the Navy and took us with her.
So you traveled around with your mother. So you moved a lot then?
Quite a bit.
So how many places have you lived? Or did you live when you were a kid?
I'd say we lived a lot in California, but it was always we would move to California, mm-hmm. and then she may have to go to a school. So we moved to Tennessee, mm-hmm. and we stayed mm-hmm. there for about 6 to 8 months, and then mm-hmm. we moved back to California. Mm-hmm. And then we went from California to Hawaii, mm-hmm. spent 3 years in Hawaii, mm-hmm. and then we came back to California. So...
You know. So it was like a boomerang. So do you consider California home?
You know, after all of the moving, you know, we've done as a family, and then me being in the military now, the core of my family comes from Louisiana, so that's home. Mm-hmm. But right now, because I've been here in Albuquerque for almost 5 years now, I consider this home. This is where my kids are going to school, and I think I'm going to let them grow up here, so...
Okay. So getting back to the moving, mm-hmm. You moved a lot, and so you had to transfer schools.
Oh, yes. Quite a bit.
So how was that? Was that hard for you, or was it an adventure?
My mother treated it like that. You know, she wasn't one of those folks that kind of dwelled on any type of negativity or anything like that. So everything was, all right, hey, we got to pick up and go, and let's pack up the vehicle and let's go. So everybody in the family, my sister and I, we got into it and all that stuff. And I come from a family that's kind of a large family, mm-mm. very close-knit. Mm-mm. So, you know, the new buzzword is resilience. Mm-mm. You know, that's not, we never thought about that word, but that's just a part of our grain and our nature. So,
some people say it's so hard to keep moving and transferring to new schools. How did you prepare yourself for a new school? And did you, now I know that I would have been picking out my outfit to wear, and I would have made sure I looked just perfect. I don't know if guys do the same thing, but how did you prep for day one, your first impression at a school?
I guess I'd say not really any particular type of preparation, mm-hmm. you know. My family always instilled confidence, you mm-hmm. know, and the folks within my family and the kids and everything. So, you know, I put on my best shoes and, you know, clothes, and, you know, I walked in there with an attitude like, you know, this is first day of school. I'm going to handle it like I handle any other day. So
did you go to schools that mostly had military kids in them, or?
For the most part, I did in some areas, but there was times when, like, my mother would deploy and I would go stay with a family member, my sister and I, mm-hmm. and when we did that, we'd be in a school that wasn't close to a military base, so it was a good mixture.
So I've heard that brats kind of seek each other out, and you can kind of tell a brat when you're in a... Did you guys do that too, or did you have friends that were from military and non-military, or did you hang out with the brats, or?
When we were in Hawaii, we actually... me personally, I actually went to a school that was close to Hickam Air Force Base mm-hmm. just because it had just military there. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is I actually had to take a ferry boat. So
to get there?
Yeah, so I joke with people and tell them I took a school boat.
A school boat.
So I think that was pretty interesting.
Cool. So let's talk about the word brats. Mm-hmm. Do you like that term, or does that make you mad?
It doesn't make me mad at all. I think when you talk about a military brat, an individual, I mean, we are accustomed to things that a lot of people aren't accustomed to, mm-hmm. you know? So, mm-hmm. And we do things, our experiences are very unique to mm-hmm. us, so mm-hmm. I embrace it.
Okay, so did your mother deploy while she was in the Navy?
She did. The times that I can remember that she was away, of course, was during her basic training. Mm-hmm. And then she also did a stint in Alaska. She did a TY to Alaska. So, mm-hmm. And during that time, we got to go experience Los Angeles, California, my sister and I. And we went to school out there, so that was definitely interesting.
Wow, L.A.
Mm-hmm, to go from Louisiana to mm-hmm. Los Angeles and so that was pretty interesting.
So, where was your favorite place to live?
Since we spent so much time in California, I mean, you mm-hmm. really can't. I couldn't get that out of my mind. I mean, I'm an Oakland Raider fan.
You know, I was going to say, I noticed that.
As far as football, I mean, Hawaii was great. You know, I loved it. And it was one of those places when I left, you know, I said I was bored, you know, while I was there, you know, and then as soon as I left, I was like, you know, I had something to do every single day. Mm-hmm. You know, I played basketball on the beach, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
Who could say that, you know, you did that. But I have to say California, because just the air of kind of laid back attitude and the sunshine and all that stuff is probably my favorite place.
So when you graduated high school, where did you graduate high school from?
I graduated high school from a small town in California called SoCal.
Okay. So did you go right into the military? It's okay. I see you're a busy guy. He's interviewing. So did you go into the military right from high school?
No, I didn't. I stayed in California after I graduated high school for a little while, and I had a job out there. I worked mm-hmm. out there. And then I decided to go back, and I moved to Oklahoma, where my mother and my stepdad were, and mm-hmm. I kind of hung out there for a little while, went to college, did a mm-hmm. semester, and then I decided, you know, it's time for me to do something with my life and mm-hmm. go out on my own and make my own place.
So, why the military? You could have done something else.
Yes, I could have done something else. My family, like I said, my mother has a huge influence on mm-hmm. me, you know, very strong, confident mm-hmm. person. And I'm not a Navy type person, you know. Me, the water and I aren't best friends, so my stepfather actually retired from Tinker, mm-hmm. the Air Force Base. Mm-hmm. So that was the nearest place, so I actually went, and when I was talking to my recruiter, mm-hmm. and he said, hey, well, what would you like to do? And I wasn't quite sure, so I ended up...
Oh, see, that's why he's not... We need two dogs. Two? Rodriguez.
So we were just interrupted. I kind of lost my train of thought, but you were interrupted to get a, what were those called, daddy dolls?
These are deployment dolls.
Deployment dolls. Mm-hmm. And so what they are, they're little fabric dolls that have a place for a picture of a loved one. And so your number one job is to take care of the family, so...
Absolutely. I will stop everything at all costs to make sure that our families are taken care of, so...
Those are very cute dolls. So at any rate, you joined out of Tinker Air Force Base.
Correct.
So then you went into the Air Force. So did your mom and stepdad come to the swearing in and see you off at the MEPS?
Absolutely, sure did.
What was going through your mind at that time when you're raising your hand and you're taking the oath and your mom and stepdad are there and you're in with all those other men and women? What did you feel?
I felt a sense of pride, as I still do today. You know, I'm very, very prideful and very, you know, into what I do. You mm-hmm. know, when I put on my boots in the morning, mm-hmm. every morning I think about what I'm doing and I go through the motions of, you know, what I do mm-hmm. is something special to me. So I put my all into it every day. So
what life lessons did you learn from your mom?
I'd have to say independence, mm-hmm. Confidence, mm-hmm. and family. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure you take care of your family, because also you become a family when you join the military. So that extension are your coworkers and those folks that you either supervise or you come into contact with. So she taught me and continues to teach me some very good lessons.
I assume she's retired now from the military?
No, she's retired. She separated. Uh-huh. My stepfather retired, though.
Okay. So we need to move on. I know, because I'm going to get a knock on the door, another phone call here. Because you're planning the Christmas party for tomorrow, I assume.
Yes, the children's Christmas party.
So if there aren't families taking advantage of, you know, the family readiness programs, what would you tell these families?
I would say that you definitely need to get involved, definitely need to find out, if not just visit and talk to one person there. Mm-hmm. Because I guarantee you at any Army Family Readiness Center that you find in the Air Force that you're going to be warmly welcomed, mm-hmm. taken care of, and mm-hmm. they're going to make sure you get what you need.
Okay, so once again, this is Circe Olson-Westner, the Executive Director of the Museum of the American Military Family in Albuquerque, New Mexico. This has been our podcast, Schooling with Uncle Sam, and I have been speaking to Master Sergeant Maurice Robinson, Readiness NCO at Kirtland Air Force Base. And I wanted to thank you for taking time today to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.